The Dublin Region Homeless Executive has told this programme that an extra 400 beds will be available for emergency accommodation in the coming months for people made homeless as a result of the lifting of the no-fault evictions ban this weekend. With thousands of notices to quit due to take effect from Saturday and a severe shortage of rental accommodation, homeless services are gearing up for a potential surge in demand from individuals and families. Figures out today show that at the end of last month there were 8,588 people in emergency accommodation in Dublin alone, an increase of 65 on the figure for January. The number of homeless children in the capital remained virtually unchanged at 2,576. We've been speaking this lunchtime to Mary Hayes, director of the Dublin Region Homeless Executive. How many tenants facing eviction, I asked her, have contacted their service in recent weeks?
In the Dublin region, we've had a number of inquiries. Not all of them are actually people who are in receipt of notice of termination, but we're glad that people are contacting us early. In fact, the key thing for people to do, especially if they have received a notice of termination already, is contact your local authority at the earliest possible opportunity. It gives us a chance then to work through what the options are available to each household and to try above all to prevent homelessness.
I think you have been saying a week or two ago that you had about 500 households facing eviction have been in contact with you. Has that number grown?
No, that's stayed about standard. They were the people who have contacted us who maybe had existing notices of termination and who are expecting that their notices of termination to fall due in April, May and June. Very few of those now, it would be a much smaller number, have contacted us in terms of needing or requiring emergency accommodation. So in what we're aware of is that people have used the opportunity to negotiate with their landlord to, you know, to extend their period of time. Some will choose to overhold. Some we're in contact with approximately about 270 landlords at the moment. In relation to purchase, we've 77 sale agreed for tenant in situ and 33 completed. So different people are doing different things. So, we are constantly working away at that number in terms of trying to find alternatives for people other than homelessness.
What is your expectation, though? What level of inquiries are you expecting once the ban is lifted?
We do expect an increase, and we would expect and welcome an increase of inquiries and people contacting us, finding out what's available to them. It is normal, and we would encourage people to contact their local authority at the earliest possible time. We are seeing that there will be more notices of termination from the RTB data, but at least we get the opportunity then to talk through with people so people are confident they have accurate advice and information in terms of what their options are.
But you are expecting clearly an increased demand for your services. What's your capacity? What can you cope? What can you offer?
You know, we have managed many pinch points before in relation to this. You know, we've worked through COVID, we worked through cold weather, extreme weather, and, you know, various peaks in demand at different times. So I suppose we are always on a planning footing and making sure it is our role and our job to make sure that there is a safe supply of emergency accommodation available to people, recognising that what people really want is a home. But we need to ensure that as an absolute last resort that we will have emergency accommodation available to those who need it.
Right, but I mean, at the moment as we speak, is there spare capacity?
We have capacity, I suppose, and we've planned for capacity for anybody who has contacted us with a notice of termination for the months of April and May. We have capacity planned. Mm. We have it in place already. For the coming months, we've added approximately about 400 bed spaces to our overall capacity. But again, what I would say is that that's a number that changes daily. We go up and, you know, we go up and down and adjust to demand on a daily basis. We run a procurement process throughout the year looking for emergency accommodation. Mm. So we're always on a footing where we can draw on additional emergency
accommodation. But you do expect those 400 additional bed spaces to be taken up?
I don't know. I guess, you know, what I would say to you is what's important to me is that's seen as a last resort. We are there to ensure that if all else fails, emergency accommodation is available. But I would say that, you know, nobody wants to come into emergency accommodation and we want to explore and we want to assist people to explore every possible alternative to that. You know, I would be hopeful that we will have more tenant in situ, that we will have more people. We also have Homeless HAP in the Dublin region. That's where we pay for the deposit in 2 months in advance and an enhanced rate of HAP for people who are accessing an alternative private rented.
It's just we know from the figures yesterday from the Simon community that there are very few HAP properties available. And that's what's facing very many individuals and families, isn't it?
And that's undisputed, that it is difficult to source affordable accommodation in the Dublin region. We have had, through that scheme that I've just described, the Homeless HAP scheme, we've had about 270 this year so far, and just under 1,000 last year of homeless HAP setups. And again, you know, that would be outside regular HAP, but that's what we would see. So it is difficult, but we will give people every support to find that.
And those 400 additional bed spaces which you've mentioned, how does that break down as between accommodation for single adults and, on the other hand, for families?
Well, both. We have to plan for both. So in terms of, you know, we would have the bed spaces we've planned are predominantly for families, you know, in anticipation that, you know, there may be an impact because of the lifting of the ban. But we are constantly also planning for single adult homelessness. So it would be a mixture of the two. At the moment, they're largely geared towards families, but we adjust according to demand.
And under any circumstances, would you be advising individuals or families to go to a Garda station?
The Dublin Region Homeless Executive has never advised someone to go to a Garda station. The only circumstances in which we've ever sent someone to a Garda station is if someone presents late at night or out of hours and we need to verify their identity or who they are, etc. That would be the only circumstance. And after that, we would place them. But we are not considering that is an option.
Yeah, just a couple of things. You don't provide, and you're not responsible, as I understand, to provide accommodation to people from Ukraine who've come here as refugees or for those who are applying for refugee status in the international protection program, but has the demand for accommodation for people who fall into those categories, has that put additional pressures in terms of you finding emergency accommodation for other families or individuals who are made homeless as a result, for example, of the evictions ban being lifted?
Yes, I mean, it is competitive in terms of trying to secure emergency accommodation. But I mean, as I've said to you, I suppose we've been doing this for some time. So we have relationships built up. We do run the tender year round. And, you know, we have our contracts in place and people are familiar. So it is challenging, but we are getting there.
Would you be concerned that as a result of the ban being lifted and the demand that generates, that perhaps people who become homeless for other reasons, and I'm thinking here maybe of someone who's in a situation of domestic violence and needs to get out of that situation. Is it going to be more difficult to accommodate those sort of people in that sort of situation?
We've always seen different reasons for people becoming homeless, and for us, the reason you become homeless is not the issue. It is your actual need that we respond to. So for us, we would always have had families coming in from either the private rented sector, where everything else is broken down, or again in family situations where people have a critical situation like domestic violence, like as you describe, or a breakdown between a partner or a parent. And that happens where families do come into emergency accommodation. And we've been in a position to provide accommodation for those who need it.
And that was Mary Hayes, Director of the Dublin Region Homeless Executive.